I'm U.S. Army Sergeant Amanda McLean, and this is your AFN Humphreys radio update. The SHARP program emphasizes the Army's efforts in the prevention of and response to sexual harassment and assault. And Staff Sergeant Jose Zayas from the 2ID SHARP program came into studio to explain what those are and the different types of reporting options.
For sexual assault, let me just define it really quick. Bottom line, you don't consent to be touched, or you can't consent to be touched. Anything that's done by force, anything that is done with against your will, that is all considered sexual assault. We got two report options from there. We got the restricted and unrestricted. And on the restricted side, they get special services, behavior health. If they want to talk to a chaplain, they get all the special treatment, but it just stays there. You know, nobody really gets involved, no investigation is done, nobody gets hemmed down for it. Then on the restricted side, which is our favorite part, you get the same treatment as the unrestricted. It's just, hey, an investigation actually do happen. People actually do get held accountable for their stuff. But that's on the sexual assault side. On the sexual harassment, this is more involves on conduct. It's where you put your hands. That quid pro quo, hey, you know, you help me with this and I'll help you with that board package. Let me square you away. You know, all that stuff, that's actually considered sexual harassment because it's not professional at the end of the day. And for that, they actually do have three options because recently they just added the anonymous complaint. And I want to emphasize on that one. It's something that people like slid down on their commander's door, written down or something, because if you come up to me and be like, hey, I want to do an anonymous complaint, I will tell you, I am sorry, but I cannot because I already saw your face. I know now who you are and we got to report this. And I will tell them, hey, how you want to do it? We can do the regular informal or informal way. With the informal way, we reach out, we sit them both down. We let them know, hey, you know, this is what happened. This is uncomfortable for this person. You know, we want to let you know because that person wanted us to let you know that this is what's going on. But now on the formal side, things get done and then the commander's inquiry starts happening. An investigation actually goes on and people actually also get punished.
That's your AFN Humphreys radio update. For more local news and information, check us out on Facebook at AFN Humphreys or download AFN Go, available at afnpacific.net. I'm U.S. Army Sergeant Amanda McLean.